You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. This week, we've been checking in with some reporters around the world to learn more about the effect coronavirus has had on people globally. And these reporters we're talking to, they have something in common. They are or were affiliated with KALW. Africa has seen some of the lowest numbers worldwide, with just over 7,000 cases on the whole continent. South Africa registered the highest number with 1,686 cases. Algeria had the highest death toll at 173. But much of Africa hasn't seen any deaths, like Uganda. That's where Rebecca Burungi is based. She's a former KALW exchange journalist who spent some time in our newsroom. She's back now in Kampala, Uganda, and I checked in with her about the situation there. Now, recording this interview was a little tricky. There was no reliable connection for calls. I sent her my questions, and she recorded her answers and sent them over.
And most of these cases are a result of people returning back from abroad, and there are fewer cases of people who are actually been within the country.
So, Rebecca, how has the coronavirus epidemic affected Uganda?
Coronavirus is affecting Uganda on a large scale. First of all, most of the businesses have been closed down. This is as a result of the coronavirus disease. For example, only food markets are allowed to operate. Even those food markets that have been allowed to operate, there have been guidance and instructions for the people to abide by. For example, the seller is supposed to leave 4 meters in front, 4 meters behind, and 4 meters sideways, so that there isn't a closer interaction between the buyer and the seller. Because of the total lockdown, the food prices for commodities have actually more than doubled. For example, the price of a bar of soap has been about $2-3, and now it's more than $3.
What government measures have been taking? What have they directed the population to do?
Specifically, the president of Uganda has been addressing the nation consecutively more than at least twice a week. For example, the first thing that was done was to put a total lockdown for 14 days. Apart from food markets and supermarkets that are allowed to operate, the rest are not operating. Secondly, the government has also put a curfew which has been effected from 1st of April 2020. This means that the curfew starts from 7 p.m. all the way to 6:30 a.m. So no one is allowed to move or even to go anywhere.
Rebecca, can you describe the general mood in Uganda?
Generally, the general mood is very quiet. Most of the times, people are locked down in their homes, watching TV, not going to churches, as opposed to the usual businesses. So now what is happening is that people, some sects of the population are resorting to jogging, doing exercises. Also now government has come in to advise the populace not to jog for fear of spreading the disease.
And what are some of the big news stories coming out of Uganda right now in relation to coronavirus?
One of the big stories that we have is the community turning against the affected persons or people who have been affected or people whom they suspect that they have coronavirus. There's been a new wave of violence against the people who may have skipped or may have been released and their results were negative, meaning that they are not suffering from coronavirus. So there is what we call communal violence. People are turning against some of the affected persons. For example, there have been cases of three gentlemen and one woman who has been beaten from Hoima, another one from Kayunga, then the other person is from Chengela. So some of these people have been affected. Then there is also misinformation by some of the people who think that coronavirus is not there, and they think that it's not real and it's not a threat. So what is happening is that they are using the social media to misinform the public. The other big news is that for the first time that there is a total lockdown, government has stepped up to provide food to the vulnerable poor in most of the country. This is because even in the urban population, we have what we call the urban poor, some of the people who earn daily monies to be able to buy food. So those are some of the big news that are making headlines down here in Uganda.
Rebecca Burungi is a former KALW exchange journalist. Today, she's based in Kampala, Uganda, and spoke to me through WhatsApp. You can hear the rest of our reporter interviews. Go to kalw.org.